hope that your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones,
let go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
I love Fridays. Get to dance parties. Usually have a guest come by. So it's good. Pistol Andy's are stopping by. How are you, Amy? Oh, by the way, morning studio!
Morning!
Thank you. Sorry, I was just fired out of a cannon here this morning.
That's okay.
Amy, you good?
Yeah, I'm doing good. You?
Good. I always have these notes, just so our show knows. Like, I have this whole page of things that I made a list to talk about. You see my page here?
See it, yep.
I don't know. It says here I made a note that you ran into Karen from Little Big Town?
Yes, Karen Fairchild.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Nice as usual. You know,
yeah,
I keep wondering about Karen and Kimberly sometimes. I run into them the most, and they are consistently so nice, always amazing. Yeah, we go to the same place, so I see her from time to time. And always so cool. It's like asks about things. You can tell they like either follow along on Instagram or listen to the show, but I'm like, wow, you have so much going on in your life. That's so nice of you to like ask about my dad. Like, how do you like?
Oh, she asked about your dad.
Yeah, I mean, stuff like that. Like, they're just so dialed in. I'm like, oh yeah, I need
Yeah, Little Big Town. They're really nice people. Mm-hmm. I have that. So I made a note. I got into an Uber yesterday, and so I've been taking a lot of Ubers. I'm traveling a whole lot, and so I get on my phone, I hit the app, and it's like, yeah, you have an Uber 3 miles away. It's a Maserati. Someone picks me up in a Maserati for an Uber.
Yeah,
that's what I thought. Meaning. One, if you can afford a Maserati, which is a super expensive car, I wouldn't want people climbing in the back of it. And two, if you can't afford it, maybe you should not get it. Am I wrong on that?
Did you accidentally hit, like, black car, fancy
no,
car?
It doesn't. No, I didn't. I hit the Uber button that I always hit.
I guess that's LA, you know?
No, I was in Texas.
Oh, you were? Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, now I'm even more surprised.
Right? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Saw that.
Did you ask him? You just need to straight up ask. Be like, dude, what are you doing?
Like, no, I didn't do that.
Oh.
I was also handed an article this morning. I made an article from Taste of Country. It says 18 singers you totally forgot dated celebrities. Who do they have me on here? Oh, they have me in here twice. This is stupid. I don't even want to talk about this. I was just handed this. I made it twice.
Well, yeah, because Rachel and Lindsay, duh. Right?
Yeah, but which one am I? Am I the singer or the...
Because
I'm really not a celebrity. What?
Oh, yeah, true. I was thinking they're the singers and you're...
But I'm not a celebrity.
I know. They're celebrities. That's
right. It says 18 singers you totally forgot dated celebrities. Bobby Bones and Rachel Reinert. Taste of Country helped bring this 2014 romance to light with a few tweets at the couple. It's not clear when the radio DJ and Gloriana singer broke up, and neither have reminisce publicly. Yeah, I mean, I have talked to her recently, though.
I remember y'all
music.
Talking, but not. Oh, yeah. She does
she
have stuff.
New music coming out. And then Lindsay L. And that was on here, too. And the other ones, Carrie Underwood and Tony Romo. Remember that?
I did forget about that, yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, Carrie you're Underwood the Tony Romo.
Amy, that's why I was shocked at this article. Like,
yeah,
I mean,
it's a little different, but.
Yeah, yeah. Carrie Underwood and Chase Crawford from Gossip Girl.
Oh, wow. Totally forgot they dated.
Chase Rice and Jesse James Decker.
What? They dated?
Kelly Pickler and Kid Rock.
No way.
That's what the article says. Oh, that stuff's true?
True.
That's crazy. Anyway, I had all that on my list to talk about today, but we just kind of all threw it out there at once.
That's funny.
Anything you want to say?
Well, obviously, if Chase Rice is on there with Jesse James Decker, it can be like singer.
Yeah.
You sing, they sing.
I mean, do I really even sing, though? Let's be honest. This is why I tell people, like on Dancing with the Stars right now, they're like, what do you do? I said, well, have I made the pawn shop reference here on the show before?
I don't think so.
That I'm like a pawn shop, meaning I have a lot of things, but none of them are that good. Like, but I do radio, I do books, I do comedy, I do music, what?
I mean, but I would disagree. I feel like you are good at radio or you wouldn't be where you are.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
The other stuff, yeah.
Just kidding.
I'm like a pawn shop that specializes in jewelry.
Yes,
good jewelry, but like the guitars are crappy.
There you go. Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo in Tampa at a school bus stop. A speeding car hit 5 kids, 2 adults. One of the kids is in critical condition. The driver has been arrested. In Recall News, Toyota recalled over a million vehicles to fix the airbag problem. You're going to be notified in December if your car's been recalled. And finally, in weather news, tons of rain and severe weather along the East Coast today. Everywhere else, 60s and 70s. Enjoy it.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This is almost a time marches on for us where we acknowledge that we're getting older. And then we hit the song Time Marches On by Tracy Lawrence. And you saw someone driving too fast in your neighborhood?
Yes. And, I mean, I've yelled at people driving too fast before, but I feel like ever now that I've got kids and ever since they came, I find myself being more sensitive to it. And I straight up yelled at a car for driving way too fast on my street. And then it ended up being...
How does that go, though? Like, what's your yell? Back away from the microphone. Back away from the microphone. I'm driving.
Okay.
What did you yell? Go.
Slow down! And I kind of like have this look on my face like, are you for real right now? But they're already long gone. They're not even like...
How does that go again? Okay, here I come. Here I come.
Slow down!
Wow, and your face looks so intense and like questioning how
yeah,
a human can actually
intense,
go that fast.
Because I'm like, why in the world on my street where you should like... I don't even live on a busy street. Like, I get it if you might be in a busier street where you could maybe be going that fast. But there's a no reason why a car needs to be going that fast. And it's like revved up, like, you know?
So then what happens?
Oh, so I yell, and then I realize that it's the boyfriend of a girl I know in my neighborhood. And they're like super cool. And I was like, a loser. Like,
you put the L on your head.
Yeah. My husband's like, way to go.
wait, but they should have slowed down.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But I probably wouldn't have looked as lame as I did. I'd probably been like, hey, buddy, you shouldn't drive so fast.
Cool, hey, cool dude. Guy.
Hey,
I'm also cool.
Hey, you're cool. I'm cool. We cool. Just, you know, pump the brakes a little bit.
Let's be cool and, you know, drive a little
cooler.
Kids
playing. Chill out. But,
that's funny.
I mean, no, I was like straight up, slow down. Like, given, you know, like the confused, dirty look.
How are the kids after all the candy from Halloween a couple nights ago?
They're good. They're good.
Yeah. Here's the thing. So, does eating a ton of candy actually make your kids act crazy? Yes or no?
I think that sugar does, yes.
Pediatricians say that eating sugar does not cause wild behavior or hyperactivity in children. Sugar actually will induce a mild sedative effect in children, making them sleepy and calmer.
Interesting.
Your thoughts on that, though?
I feel like there's a high and then there's a low. And
yeah?
I mean, I experienced that with myself and sugar. Like, what are these pediatricians talking about?
What they learned in school. Something dumb, you know?
They need to slow down.
They need to slow down!
Yeah.
Come on!
Bobby Bone, come on!
We play a lot of games on this show, and whenever Amy wins a game, this is her winning song right here.
There she goes.
I like it. I'm into it, but all of a sudden you don't like it anymore.
I like it, but I just don't get like excited. Like, it's just sort of mellow, like chill out. And I feel like when we win something, we need to be like pumped up.
Okay, so you have a few suggestions?
I do.
Okay, what's the now? This has to go to the court. And Lunchbox isn't here today because his baby had surgery.
Yeah.
So, but I want to hear your suggestion. So go ahead. What's your first suggestion?
These are songs that make me feel pumped up. So I have All About That Bass, Meghan Trainor.
Okay, so if you win,
turn it up.
No trouble. I'm all about that bass. About that bass. No trouble.
I don't feel like that's a good winning song.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
What about Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun?
All right, Amy wins. Go. Okay. That one I can see a little bit. Okay. That one I'm feeling a little bit. Do you have any other ones?
I have one more.
Go ahead.
Kelly Clarkson, Stronger.
Okay.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm wrong.
That should be your losing song, though.
Oh, do we have losing songs?
No, but it's like, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. That's not when you win.
Oh, I just like it. I was listening to the words.
Yeah?
But I
like the... Okay. But here's the thing. I went to Eddie. Eddie and I have some suggestions to you, too.
Okay. What do y'all got?
So, almost don't want to play Eddie's.
Why? What do you mean? What is it?
Okay, Eddie, if Amy wins, 3-2-1, she wins. What's your first suggestion?
Well, here's my thing. Lunchbox is so competitive, so when she wins, it's almost like, yeah, like you're in charge. So I thought she'd play Move, Get Out the Way by Luda.
Go ahead. Okay, you win. Go.
Get out the way. Get out the way. Get out
That's
the
funny.
Way.
Move. You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
Okay. Go ahead, Eddie. Have any other ones?
Yeah. Or you can do like Smash Mouth, like, hey now, hey, I'm an all star. You're an all star. Get your game on. Go
play. Okay, I like the first one better.
Mine are a little different. Mine aren't super pump up. Mine are just like statement songs.
Okay.
Like, imagine you win, Amy, right? And you're like flaunting it. And all of a sudden, Rod Stewart comes on. Hit it! Come on, how fun is that? You're just feeling it.
I do feel it. And that's what I really want for my song, is to just like really feel the win, you know?
Okay. How about this one? You win, the game's over, and Amy, you're the winner, and then the Kia comes on. Hit it!
My neck, my back.
Okay.
No!
That's a great one.
Oh, great. Kids are going to be like, Mom, what'd they say? My neck, my what? No.
You like that one?
Huh. No.
Oh, I have one more. Different kind of category.
Okay.
You win. And how many of us have a song with our name in it? None. You actually have a song. So imagine you win. 3, 2, 1. Hit it.
Amy, what you want to do? I think I could stay with you for a while. Maybe longer if I do.
Longer if I do. Wait, so those are just suggestions. We'll put them up on BobbyBones.com.
Okay, yeah.
Let people vote.
I like, man, there's so many different directions here.
We got to see what Lunchbox says Monday, too.
Okay.
Or maybe Tuesday, whenever he comes back.
Are you going to pick the winning one?
I think it'll be collaborative a bit. I don't hate your other one, though. I think there's something to people knowing that's your song.
Yeah, I don't hate it either. I just feel like, you know, just need change. And I guess, you know, I've been winning more lately.
Oh, come on. Hit that, my neck, my back. Come on. My neck.
So I've been, you know, I just want to hear something. Mm-hmm.
My back.
Okay.
Okay. Move.
Bobby Bones Show. Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
It's the 30-second skinny.
Luke Bryan and his wife just shared their Halloween costume. His wife was a squirrel and Luke Bryan was a nut.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
She just squirrel trying to get a nut, so what's up?
Like,
you know?
They were like big inflatables. It's funny.
Yeah?
Like, not cute. She wasn't like cute little sexy squirrel and Luke wasn't sexy nut. Like, they were like yard inflatable people.
Yeah, but let's be real. Luke's always sexy nut.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean? All right, Morgan number 2, what else?
Pistol Annies have a new album out today called Interstate Gospel. Here is the single from the album called Got My Name Changed Back.
Got my name changed back.
Love Pistol Annies, Miranda Lambert, Ashley Monroe, and Angelina Presley. All right, what else, Morgan, number 2?
We've got movies out today, Bohemian Rhapsody, with 57% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah. I think if Queen came out today, which is what that's about, Freddie Mercury and Queen, I think Queen would still be big today. I think they're so good. I think they were so different. Yeah, you know, about the movie, I don't know. I've seen mixed reviews, but I'll probably see that one. Is that it, Morgan number 2?
That's it. I'm Morgan number 2. That's the skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Shout out to this 67-year-old woman named Donna. She lives in North Dakota, and she realized there was a hunger problem in her community. So she decided to do something about it. She set up a community garden and has donated 3,000 pounds of veggies in just like 6 weeks.
Wait, how does the crops get grown?
Well, it's community garden, so there's like a 4,000 square foot like plot, and then people can plant and the food grows, and then they take it and donate it to Salvation Army is one place that they were taking things
wow.
to. And it's obviously perishable, but the people love that it's like you can eat it right away and it's really good for you. It's locally grown, healthy stuff, like not just canned goods.
And so she just started this?
Yeah, 67 years old. And over the course of 6 to 8 weeks, she had 3,000 pounds done. And again,
do you like to garden?
I had a garden when I lived in North Carolina because my neighbor grew all of her food and she gifted me a garden for my birthday. And I loved going out there. I had romaine and jalapenos and cilantro and kale and carrots. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, but what happened? That's past tense, you said.
Oh, she's no longer my neighbor anymore, so I don't have her expertise.
Oh. So when I moved to my house, I've lived here for a while now. There was a garden in the back. Mm-hmm. You've seen it, right?
Yes. It looks amazing.
I haven't touched it.
Yeah.
There's probably like a pack of werewolves living there right now.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
When we were interviewing people because my husband and I both work and we have kids. So when we were interviewing nannies to help us, this one girl said she was a gardener. And my husband like kicked me under the table and he's like, okay, we're hiring her. Like it literally, like I would have hired her based on her just putting a garden in my backyard. And it's really good for children to tend to gardens. It is. I promise you.
I'm not arguing with you. I couldn't even stick to mine.
Okay, so for my kids coming from Haiti, not knowing a lot of the foods that we eat and not getting a lot of fruits and vegetables, if you want to introduce food like that to kids, having them garden it and grow it themselves and then eat it, they're more likely to eat it.
I like that story. What's the moral of your tell me something good?
Like if you realize a problem in your community, do like 67-year-old Donna and do something about it.
There you go. That's what it's all about right there.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Lunchbox is not here, but Eddie is going to fill in with the bonehead story of the day. Eddie, how you feeling?
I feel good. I got a good story.
Yeah, no pressure, but Lunchbox is the king of the bonehead.
I know this.
And if you mess it up, you're never going to hear the end of it.
Oh, boy.
And now our producer, Eddie, filling in for Lunchbox with the bonehead story of the day. Here we go.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
Oh, this one comes to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Oh, boy. A drunk baggage handler falls asleep while he's loading baggage onto a plane in Kansas City. He passes out, and he wakes up in Chicago.
Shut up. That's not true. There's no way that's true. There's no way.
He fell asleep underneath the airplane, you know, where all the luggage goes, and he wakes up, and he's in another city.
That's not true. There's no way.
I feel like one of his buddies that works in was like, put him on there. He's asleep.
I feel like he just woke up and his buddies were like, dude, you're in Chicago now. I was just handed the story. American Airlines says the Piedmont Airlines employee was working American Flight 363 when the airplane left Kansas City International Airport and he was in the pressurized cargo hold. The handler told police he was drunk when he fell asleep.
Boom. Oh.
I can't believe that he happened to fall asleep in the one place where you could actually fall asleep and travel.
The pressurized.
Yeah, it's pressurized and heated, so he was fine.
Well, that's funny. I didn't believe it, but our fact checker says it's true. All right, Eddie, thank you for filling in for Lunchbox today. That is a funny story. That's your bonehead story of the day. Thank you.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Pistol Annies.
All right, the Pistol Annies are here. We finally get to hear these new songs. The album's out today. I want to play a clip of this new one. When I Was His Wife.
He never cheat. He never lie. He'll love me forever till the day that we die. He'll never take me for granted. I said that too when I was his wife.
Miranda, tell me about this song.
I was writing by myself at the farm, and I don't know what I was thinking about. Probably a long trail of thoughts that don't matter, but something led me to, you know, multiple. It could be two things. I don't even know what it is, and we wrote it, but it's either from the perspective of three different women that had the same man and were married to the same man, or it's from three different women that were married to different men, but it's the same story from all of them, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, that first verse and chorus came, and I sent it to them. That's how the whole this Annie's record came together to begin with, but it just...
I jumped on it because I have an ex-husband.
Yep. My ex-husband has a new wife, so that was a good way to keep it going.
Yeah.
Here's another one. This is Sugar Daddy.
My sugar daddy's got a bull in the back, got a rifle in the rack of his Cadillac, driving me crazy. My sugar daddy's
got a groove, huh?
Diamonds in his watch, got a boat on the dock.
Actually, talk about this one for a second.
Sugar Daddy. This is one of the last ones we had written. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, we wanted to have each of our like personalities portrayed in each verse of like who are what our sugar daddy would be like our like our Kid Rock excessive personality of our type. And
like if we had never left our hometown and we married the rich old guy that moved in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes you think maybe that'd have been cool.
I'm still in for that.
Yeah, you still are.
Brandon's still up for grabs.
I just want a cowboy with a jet. It's not that much to ask.
Yeah, come on.
So, Toby Keith, basically.
I've done the Oklahoma thing. I'm going to move
okay.
on from that.
All right. Fair enough. How about this one here? This too shall pass. Angelina, we'll play this one. Tell me about this one. Hold on. Let me listen. We make each other try. Record's out today.
Make each other won't cry. We make each other laugh. We set each other free.
This too shall pass. Tell me about this one.
I mean, this song is about finding your people and knowing who they are and just, like, we lean on each other a lot and we make each other laugh and sometimes we make each other cry, but at the end of the day, we know that we're soul sisters and we're always going to be there. And, it's just kind of about knowing who your people are and sharing the spotlight and sometimes stealing it and being okay with all of it.
Well, look at this. I got a new record out today. I thought the postcard thing was pretty cool. Whoever thought of that, where you sent postcards to your fans?
That's our management.
That's our awesome management
team. They're so smart.
Yeah. Shout out Marion or what?
Yeah, Marion and Shopkeeper. Y'all roll.
Come on. That was a good idea. Do you a little bit go, they're going to get these postcards and not post them online? Did you think that at all?
No. I kind of thought they would, but then my mom always sends me, like, she's underground Instagram looker. So she was like, look, everybody's getting their postcards. So then I was kind of relieved, like, okay. Working.
We have great fans.
Yeah, we really do.
Well, here we go. The record's out today. It is called Interstate Gospel. The single is Got My Name Changed Back.
Got my name changed back.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to play this right now.
Got my name changed back.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I wanted something new, then I wanted.
Who came up with the album title? You know? Anybody know? That
I think
thing?
It was my title, but I mean, it was just organically decided that that would be the album title. I had that title for the song.
Is it a three? Does it need to be 3-0 on votes or 2-1?
We have a 3-8 majority rules because usually our management can't get a hold of all three of us. So
yeah,
it's
right.
Like whatever two like cast the first two votes
that's
and then,
right.
then it wins.
But the good news is we look out for each other too.
Yeah, we rarely.
If nobody can approve a picture, we make sure the one that has not responded looks good.
Yeah. I wasn't cross-eyed.
Tonight in New York at the Town Hall on November 7th in Los Angeles. Congratulations on the record, guys.
Thanks.
You know, I'm a big fan of all three of you. Big fan
Thanks,
of you all
Bobby.
Together. It's good to see you all.
Bobby Bones.
Show.
I like this woman. She's been dated 20 ghosts, and now she's marrying one of them, one of her ghosts.
Interesting.
Yeah. The unnamed ghost proposed to her while they were on a romantic getaway, celebrating 9 months of dating.
Wow.
She's dating a ghost. Her name is Amethyst Realm. She said her family's been super supportive of her. So what if you're like her sister, and your sister's engaged to a ghost, and she's in the news now because she's engaged to a ghost?
Yeah.
What do you do with that, Amy?
I probably am thinking, because when I hear this, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, this seems a little odd and a little funny, but also at the same time, like, I'm worried about her mental state. So if she was my sister, I'd be like, okay, let's just go dig a little deeper, see what's happening here, because I think something's up.
Well, now she's planning a wedding. It's a ceremony.
Oh my gosh.
And her and the ghost haven't discussed the details yet, but it'll be a quite big to-do. Imagine you get invited to the ghost wedding. Do you have to act like you see a ghost? Like, all the questions I have about this.
Well,
it's
they
amazing.
Have to act if they see, like. Does she go out? Does she take the ghost with her to family gatherings and stuff?
Is it like imaginary friend where you just act like you see them?
Because
you know?
I just don't. If I were doing that, I don't think my family would be just supportive. Like, I don't know how long they would play along. Like, I think at first they might be like, okay, and then they would really think, okay, Amy, you need to get some help.
Well, this woman's marrying. By the way, she's dated 20 ghosts. I told you that, right? And this one, she's marrying.
Right.
So she gets around a little bit in the ghost community.
Yeah.
She's on that Bumble ghost, hooking them all up. Well, yeah, there's that. Hey, so yesterday was, I believe, National Author Day, right? I have a fun game coming up in a second.
So it's like your day.
In what capacity?
You're an author. 2 books, 2 New York Times bestsellers. Sorry, let me correct myself.
Oh.
That's technically how we're supposed to refer to you.
I'm not a doctor. No, you're not technically supposed to refer to me as that.
I thought it was. Like, if you have a New York, you say, anytime you get introduced somewhere, or is that just an Emmy or an Oscar?
I don't think it's anything but a doctor, Amy. I think that's the only thing, a doctor.
Oh, I thought anytime an Oscar winner or Oscar nominated, you always made reference to it.
Oh, here's
so. Here is my friend, Oscar nominated.
Well, I have a game coming up.
Okay.
I have a game coming up. Fun game coming up in just a second.
Bobby you'll be hosting it. Bobby, the author of two New York Times bestsellers, will be hosting it.
Can you imagine if people had to say that every time?
That'd be terrible.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So yesterday was National Authors Day, and I love books. And I hope kids listen to this. I hope you read. And I hope you think it's cool to read, because it's so cool to read and to learn. And one of the authors I was reading about was J.K. Rowling, who wrote Harry Potter. Now, I've never read the Harry Potter books, but one of the girls that I'm on Dancing with the Stars with, one of the other contestants, like stars, was in Harry Potter. And I had to tell her I've never seen the movies, because we're on the same dance team, because we're split into two teams this week. And I was like, hey. And I was like, I haven't seen Harry Potter. I'm so sorry. And she was like, oh, that's delightful. She said, everybody only knows me as Luna Lovegood, and it's delightful that you don't know me as that. Because I think that's why she's on the show. She wants to show she has some versatility,
yeah,
other than just being the Harry Potter girl. And so it made me think about her. Hey, Morgan, number two, you've seen all the Harry Potters, huh?
Yeah, I have.
There are eight of them?
Yeah, there's a lot, but they're all really good.
So she said she's in the second four of them.
Yes, and she doesn't have, like, a huge role, but her role, honestly, if you watch it at all, you'll just remember her, like, that forever. Her voice is that iconic.
So you do know who Luna Lovegood is?
Yeah, she's, like, kind of a ghost, and she haunts Harry Potter. It's cool.
I was hearing all about, not Gandalf, what's the guy's name?
Dumbledore.
I was getting the whole lowdown on Harry Potter. I'm going to have to watch it, I think.
Wait, what did you learn about Dumbledore? I need to know.
Well, I don't know him in real life, Morgan, number two. She didn't, like, tell me secrets about Dumbledore in real life. I think it's probably things that you already know from watching the movies.
Oh, okay.
Or reading the book. Did you read the books, Morgan, number two?
Yes, I read the first four. I didn't read the last ones, but I read the first four.
So apparently Dumbledore's ex, like, Dumbledore's, like, good, but his ex-boyfriend is, like, bad, and they're, like, rivals, right?
I don't think it's his boyfriend, but I think it might be his brother or somebody in his family. I don't know.
So close.
And Dumbledore has an ex-boyfriend in Harry Potter.
I think that's what it is. I think that's what she told me. I'm not sure. But she's very delightful. If anyone watches the Harry Potter movies, I thought it was Gandalf. It's not. Gandalf's in Lord of the Rings, I'm being told. But she's fantastic. I really like her. But it's National Authors Day. I'll give you a book, Amy. Tell me who wrote it.
That's great. Okay.
Oh, you don't want to play or no?
I mean, I'll play. I'm probably going to be really bad.
Eddie, you want to play? Lunchbox isn't here. You want to play?
Sure. I don't really read books, but I'll play.
What do you mean? Who doesn't read books? Come on,
Garrett. I read books, but I just feel like you're going to give me something that's like something I'm supposed to read in school that I'm supposed to know about.
Okay. Well, listen, I don't read anything in school. My school didn't make me read anything. Okay. The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. Amy, who wrote that? You almost said it. I'm watching your mouth. Say it.
I know. Mark Twain.
There you go. Nice.
I know, but then I second guess myself all the time.
Well, if you would have said Samuel Clemens, that'd have been correct too,
right,
because Mark Twain was
two names.
Right. There you go.
Phew.
Eddie, who wrote The Shining?
Oh, that's Stephen King.
Good. Boom.
Scary.
Amy, who wrote Hamlet?
Shakespeare.
Boom. Correct. A little harder now. Eddie, who wrote The Fault in Our Stars?
Oh, that's the guy that wrote The Notebook, Stephen Sparks.
Nicholas!
Dang it!
First of all, everything about that's wrong.
No!
This guy is not the guy who wrote The Notebook. Nicholas Sparks' name is not Steven. Oh. Like, every part of that was wrong. It was John Green who wrote The Fault of Our Stars. Amy, who wrote The Lion, The Witch, and The Wardrobe?
Tin Man.
What?
No. No, C.S. Lewis.
I knew that.
You did not.
Yes, I did, Eddie. Once he said it, I 100% knew that. Pretty sure my mom like had it on her coffee table.
Eddie,
stupid.
To tie. Ready?
Yeah.
Who wrote A Walk to Remember?
Oh, that's Nicholas Sparks.
Dang it.
Come on.
Correct.
I that
yeah.
One.
All
right. Such a good movie. Book.
Sudden Death on National Author Day. Mandy Moore.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I'll buzz in with your name if you know it. Eddie okay. versus Amy. Lunchbox is not here. His baby had some surgery. Here we go. Buzz in with your name. To Kill a Mockingbird. Go.
Eddie.
Go.
Eddie.
Harper Lee.
Correct!
Yeah!
Play a song! Play a song!
And I don't read books! This is crazy! Yeah!
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I'm not going to lie to you.
I cannot believe I won that game.
All right. What a Friday. What a Friday.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
There's a 9-year-old girl in Colorado named Libby Stanton. Does not like candy, but every year she gets people to give her lots and lots of candy at Halloween, and then she doesn't eat it. She sends it to the troops.
That's
pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. For the past 3 years, she's been doing this, and she's been able to send over 1,000 pounds in the last 2 years of candy. And I bet you that makes them feel good, right?
Oh,
I mean,
for
anything
sure.
You get.
Yeah.
Like your husband was serving. Mm-hmm. I bet he loved any of that stuff from home, right?
Yeah, they would have common areas, depending on where he was and where they were staying. But let's say you got like 6 guys staying in one area and share like this little living room area. Anytime one of the guys would get a really cool care package with lots of stuff, coffee, cookies, whatever goodies, they'd kind of put it in the middle of that shared space so that everybody could share and dig in. And it was really awesome. Because some guys don't get anything, you know?
Oh, that would stink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then so if you've got a guy that gets the hookup from time to time and you share, then it's super cool.
Well, shout out 9-year-old Libby Stanton in Vail, Colorado, who's looking out for the troops, sending them lots and lots of candy. I like that. That's good. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Oh, yeah, over to Amy with the Morning Corny. Here we go.
The Morning Corny.
Which website did Chewbacca get arrested for creating?
Which website did Chewbacca get arrested for creating?
WikiLeaks.
Oh, boy. I mean, Eddie likes it because he's a big Star Wars guy.
Yeah, Chewbacca's a Wookiee.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Good enough. Good enough. There you go. Thank you. Thank you.
That was the Morning Corny.
By the way, just got a text. Lunchbox is going to come in this morning. He's been out for the first half of the show. His baby had surgery, and so he's actually going to come in a little bit. So we'll ask him how it went. So that's it. What's up with you, Amy?
Well, not that much with me. I'm doing good. How about you?
What's up with the Halloween candy, though, at your house?
What do you mean, what's up with it?
Well,
am I eating it?
Yeah, like, are they eating it? Are you giving them free rein to it? It's been
no,
a couple days now.
No free rein. My son keeps wanting to take some to his new friend at school that's a girl. So that's really it. They're not really asking for it. It's not like a thing, and I'm glad. I'm just trying to, like, keep it chill. But they know it's in their bucket. And we've started the stickers thing, so maybe I'll start telling them they have to cash in a sticker to get candy.
What's that mean, cash in a sticker?
So we have a sticker book, and we put stickers in it for, like, all kinds of things. Some things worth one sticker. Some stuff's worth 5 stickers. If I really want my daughter to do something, I'll be like, I'll give you 5 stickers.
Dang.
Yeah. It's like currency for them, but it's not real money, so it's amazing.
I should do that with you guys.
Yeah. And so then they can cash in the stickers for, like, so for instance, they used to get ice cream no matter what. On a Friday or Saturday, they could have it one time on the weekend. That's it. And now they have to have enough stickers. It's amazing.
Who thought of the sticker game?
I did.
Yeah?
Yeah, I did. Because I was like, these kids are getting spoiled.
Was it ever a thing, because I know your son got in a little bit of trouble before Halloween, and you were like, hey, I'm going to take away trick-or-treating.
Yeah, that was dumb. I should have never said that.
Wait, tell me about that.
I said that. He was totally had attitude, and he was all in his Captain America suit trying to go to school. And I was like, I don't know that you can wear that to school, buddy. So I at least took away his mask and his shield, because I was like, I don't think you can have that. That's kind of like a weapon. Like, you can't have that. So he got such a bad attitude. And I said, if you keep this up, like, you're not going to get to go trick-or-treating. And then the minute I said it, I was like, that's so dumb. Because what if he keeps it up? Then I'm going to have to hold up my end of the bargain. He's not going to get to go trick-or-treating, and that's the worst. I should have said, then I'm going to take away your tablet for the rest of the day. Like, I should have found something different. After it came out of my mouth, I couldn't believe it.
So what'd you learn from that?
I learned, like, don't threaten stuff that's going to be awesome that you don't want to get taken away from you either. Like, you know? Because you really have to stick to it. You can't threaten to take that away, and then they keep that up, and then you fold, because then they know they've got you. Like, you don't mean nothing. Your words mean nothing.
So did he straighten up, though, when you threatened him with that?
Yeah, luckily. He had, like, a good day. Everything was fine. We got to go trick-or-treating. Luckily.
That's good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here are 4 things you should never order at a restaurant, according to chefs. This is interesting to me. I eat out a lot for work. And so here we go. 1, well-done steak. Do you know why?
Nope.
They use less desirable cuts of meat because it's harder to notice when they're so well done. because they cook it all up. You don't even know if it was good meat or not. So since they're cooking it all up, they're like, I'll take the well done. They just give you a piece of crap meat.
Oh, really? Okay.
And I like my steak kind of well done. I'll do medium, but I do like it cooked. Mussels. You ever have mussels?
No.
They say don't order mussels because one single bad mussel can make you really, really sick. Anthony Bourdain, the chef who died, he once said he'd order them only if he knew the chef personally. That's it. Because just one can make you violently ill.
Ugh.
And I like mussels. Man, so far, I'm 0 for 2. I order both these things. Number 3, the seafood special.
Nope.
Like, if they have a special and it includes seafood, it usually is made with seafood that's about to go bad, which is why it's a special. So don't order the special. There's a reason it's
there?
The special.
Oh.
Yeah. They're just like, here's the special. It's seafood. And then finally, a really expensive cheeseburger. They say the markup is ridiculous and it's rarely worth it. And they may just be using expensive ingredients to justify the price tag. But burgers are made with cheaper cuts of meat anyway, so don't waste the money on it.
Hmm.
So I was a server for a long time. I don't even call it a server. I was a waiter. Like I started as a dishwasher, moved up to a busboy, then I became a waiter, and that's when I was balling hard. Hard. I was paying off that Pontiac Sunfire. Woo! Sometimes I pay off a payment and a half at a time.
Straight cash?
Yeah, it was good. Excuse me?
Straight cash? I just really wanted to say straight cash, because you know you're a waiter, you got tips.
Yeah, that was about, listen, yes, we would get cash a lot of times. Yes. Also, I'm going to say this. Don't have limes in your drink as a former waiter, because we would cut the limes, but you never washed the outside of them. So the outside of the lemon or the lime would never have been washed, and now it's in your water.
Yeah. I've also heard don't get ice in your drinks.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
How about don't? That seems a little crazy.
I do. I'll order water. Normally, I just get water if I'm out to eat. And I say, no ice, please, because I heard that ice machines can be extremely dirty.
Everything can be dirty. There were always, in every restaurant that I've worked, I shouldn't say that. Let me just say, I've heard that in a lot of restaurants that there are a lot of bugs in the back.
Yeah, it's true.
Because it's a really warm environment, and there's a lot of bugs and rats. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, anywhere where there's food
warmth
and moisture, yes.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Do you like the word moisture now?
Don't, but I just used it. And after
I said it,
I was like, ugh. Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Lunchbox is back in the studio with us. We thought he wasn't going to be here today because your baby had surgery, huh?
Yeah, baby had surgery, but I know the show was struggling, so I knew I needed to come in.
I'm assuming that the baby actually is okay, and that's why you came in. You were like, this is good. But so wait, what happened with the baby?
The baby had a hernia on the right side, a major hernia, I guess is what you call it, and then a minor one on the left side, so they had to go in and do some cutting and some fixing and some surgery, and it was about a 2.5 hour long surgery, and he came out, he's got some stitches, so he's all stitched up, but he's back home and he's good to go.
So was he in pain?
He didn't seem to be in pain, but he is getting a little bit of baby Tylenol, so it's like a liquid you shoot in his mouth every 6 hours. So I don't really know if he's uncomfortable, but he cried a little bit, but I don't know if that was pain or hey, give me some food. So far so good.
I guess did the hernias cause the pain?
No. They didn't cause any pain. We just went to a normal checkup, and they were like, ooh, that's a bad hernia. You need to get that looked at. So then we had to go to the specialist, and they're like, yeah, we need to operate on that ASAP. So we made an appointment, and we went in and got it cut up.
You tired?
Real tired. Sleeping in the hospital is not easy. Let me tell you, they come in every 3 hours, and they want to check the baby, and they turn on the lights, and I'm like, guys, come on. You got machines that are beeping. It's okay, but they got to come in and check.
What was the most stressful part of that for you?
It's just weird handing your baby over to these people, these random people. They're strangers. They're professionals, but you know they're about to go cut your baby.
You mean doctors? These
yes.
random people you're talking about?
Yeah,
you mean doctors?
Doctors and nurses, and they're going to literally cut your baby. And you have to say, okay, I trust this person enough to cut my baby, and luckily they did a good job.
And it was nerve-wracking for you. They had to put your baby under, huh?
Yeah, the anesthesia, I think that's how you say it.
Yeah.
Because there are chances that you don't wake up, and so anytime you go under, there's that chance, and he's 3 months old, so I'm just like, ooh. But they said that they do it all the time, so you just have to believe it's going to be okay, and it was okay, so he's good.
Well, look at there.
It's good. I'm so glad. Really,
hey, come on. Yeah. You're back in the studio. We know you're tired, but we're happy you're here.
Hey.
Glad Baby Box is doing pretty good.
Yeah, Baby Box is doing great. I do it for the fans, though, guys. I do it for the fans.
You do what for the fans?
I show up to work.
Oh, come on. That's right.
Yeah.
I'm into that. I'm into that.
Yeah. Bobby Bone, come on.
Hey, what do you have about that mom that gave birth in the grocery store?
Well, she was at the grocery store in the checkout line and went into labor. And within 11 minutes, she gave birth with the help from a cashier working.
Wow. Imagine all the players in this thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, her, the central character. She's in line at the grocery store, pregnant, and she's going into labor. And she's having a baby. That's storyline number one. Number two is that she had it in 11 minutes. Number three is all the people around that are like, what's happening? Somebody's having a baby. Number four is the cashier who gets involved and delivers the baby.
So they define the cashier's role as like immediately like went into like midwife type situation where she was like, okay, I'm here for you. You got this. Like coaching her along, trying to do everything. Then two other shoppers also pitched in and helped. And then other employees like ran around the store gathering all the towels and things that they could find to come to aid the situation.
And they all have a story for the rest of their life.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Lunchbox, didn't you help someone deliver a baby once?
Yeah, it was at the post office on Palmer Lane. I was waiting in line to mail a package for my mom, some of the books she sold on eBay. And the lady behind me starts going into labor, and I had to hold her hand while she gave birth.
And we put you on the lie detector, and it said what?
Inconclusive.
No, it didn't.
It said not true.
I think
right?
It said that didn't happen. That you, a friend, told you that story and you used it.
Well, I'm just telling you what happened. I was there and it happened. I had to hold her hand, and that was the first time I ever experienced a woman giving birth. And let me tell you, when they are giving birth and they squeeze your hand, it hurts.
Stop it!
I mean, they can almost
stop
break
it.
Your hand. It's so much pressure on your hand. It was a pretty scary situation, but it was a healthy baby girl.
You talked to her since?
No, didn't really keep in touch. At that point in my life, I wasn't really trying to be an uncle.
What was, come on.
An uncle.
What was her name?
Elizabeth.
Oh, come on.
Did you just make that up?
He just made that up.
Yes, you did.
Come on.
Oh my gosh, guys, that's what her name's been from the time she was born. I didn't make it up, the mom did.
The baby's name is Elizabeth.
What was the mom's name?
He's looking up.
I don't remember the mom's name. All I remember is the baby.
So she named the baby right there in the post office. Or maybe that she knew before.
She knew before, I guess. Okay. I guess her and her husband already had a name picked out. I don't know.
Was her husband there?
No, she was there.
And she was
Amy,
like,
did you hear him go,
I know, yes. And it's always eyeballs, like, look up.
Elizabeth Marie is her name.
Okay. Oh, stop it.
That has a middle name.
Okay. You guys don't have to believe me. The Bobby
Bones Show. Monday night, Dancing with the Stars, and I think only 3 weeks of the show left. And so I'm for sure going to, I know.
It's so crazy.
It's
so
crazy.
Proud of you. Woo!
Well, I mean, listen, there are 8 people left. It's not like I've won the show.
It
went from 13 to 8 so far.
Here we are. I mean, we're in November. You made it.
Well, here's the thing is that in Nashville, where our show is based, they don't get to watch Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, they being like me, so I need to understand this.
Yes, so anytime that the Monday Night Football game on ESPN involves the local team, it preempts whatever's on ABC, which is Dancing with the Stars.
So, do you know how I can watch it?
I don't. Like, and if anyone's listening now in our Nashville station, I need you guys just to call and vote for me when the show starts. And just trust me, it's going to be the best.
Yeah, like we have to vote. But I mean, also, I have to see. I have to see it. So how Hulu?
I know.
Can I Hulu live it?
It stinks. I don't know. I know because Chris Jansen's playing in my song.
Yeah.
And it's country night, and Nashville doesn't even get to see it.
I mean, what are the odds?
So we can road trip to Louisville, get a hotel room, watch it, and drive back.
Lunchbox has got the idea now.
I mean, because that's out of market. That should be far enough where we should be able to get their local ABC affiliate and be able to watch.
But the thing is, I mean, I'm at a disadvantage because one of my biggest voting blocks is not able to vote for me.
Well, we're able to vote. We're not able to watch.
Wow.
But I mean, some people won't even be reminded to vote.
Exactly. I know. That's why we got to get the word out there. I guess use all the platforms. How are you feeling? How are you doing with it all?
I'm okay. It's a tough dance for me because I get so motion sick. It's slow. It's very lovey-based. There was an article written by goodhousekeeping.com, and it says, Dancing with the Stars fans are very worried about Bobby Bones after this week. And not because, just because of my health. because I'm running a pretty tight schedule. Listen, I'm the one on the show that's working all the time. Everybody else is. DeMarcus, the football player, coaches a couple days a week. He does do that. But mostly I'm the only one that has a real job, if you consider this a real job. But yes, I put a lot of hours into this.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they run my schedule on TV, and it's like I start in early and I end late. But I only have 3 more weeks left, and I saw that the whole time. Like, I'm just going to gut it out, you know?
Yeah.
I love it. I'm lucky to be doing it.
You are. And this is just
a
little part of your life. You got
it. It's a chapter in my life that mm-hmm. I love. It's been so hard, but so awesome. And if I have to go 3 months with like 3 hours sleep, I'm happy with that because it's awesome. But yeah, there was that. But I'm feeling all right. I would like to win. I really would.
Well, shoot. Yeah. All the hard work you put in would be really nice because you're very competitive.
I'm very competitive, and I've put in more hours than any other contestant. I just started from so far back in the dance part of it that I don't know if I can catch up. I think I can, because it's not always about the best dancer. Sometimes it's about the best growth. Sometimes it's a voting competition, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like half judges, half voting. Yeah.
And hopefully maybe, I mean, I don't know what your dance is going to look like, but hopefully the judges see your growth this time, because last week they saw your growth, but they didn't grow in the scores.
I know. It wasn't even my highest score. And they were like, it's the best dance you've ever done. Lower score than before. So, yeah. But I'll be on Monday night doing that. Lunchbox, do you think I can make the final three?
No. I mean, you're doing fine, but the top three is the cream of the crop, and I just don't think you're the cream of the crop. I'm sorry. I want you to be, but you're not there.
I think you're there.
You think I'll make top three, Amy?
Yes, I've said all along I think you could win. So, obviously, I have you in top three.
Eddie?
Yeah, you've slowly moved into my top three. I can name people right now that you're way better than and that could be kicked off easily on Monday.
Well, it's not even that you have to be better than. You just have to be. It's like an election. We don't know who's really going to be the best senator, but we vote on who we like the best.
Oh, yeah. And because if you win, like, you weren't the best dancer.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. No doubt about it. I'm trying to be America's dancer.
Yeah.
It's a reality show, you know?
Yeah.
Let's not forget, if you wanted to watch a dancing competition, you go to watch the dance championships, or you watch So You Think You Can Dance. Dancing with the Stars is about, you know, whatever. But, yeah, I'll be on Monday, but Nashville will not get to watch it. Any questions, Amy?
My question is, we need to figure out how to watch it. How can we watch it? I'm putting that out to all of our people listening right now. Let me know. I'm not going to be able to not just watch it.
Man, that is so crazy that they do that.
Because even
you should have an option on your TV to say, A, Dancing with the Stars, or B, football.
Right, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
There's technology. Come on, guys.
Can we not have people call the local affiliate and have them just punch in my dance?
Yeah,
that's
real quick.
Funny.
On a break.
Like, can we... Hey, Morgan number two, our head of digital. On BobbyBones.com, can we put up the phone number of the local affiliate and have people just pound them with phone? What? Amy's telling me not to do that.
No, I mean, you can do it. I just literally mouthed, oh my gosh.
And then everybody calls them and say, no, don't take my... And they leave the football game on, but when it comes to my dance, they have to come in through programming.
Is the Titans game live? It's live?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Okay. No, football game's recorded.
Okay. I know. I live right by there. I'll just swing by and be like, hey, can we get a timeout?
Yeah, call timeout right when my dance is about to happen.
Call timeout at the game. I'll be like, Bobby's on Dancing with the Stars. Excuse me.
I think I'm one of the later dances.
I mean, people know how to hack things all the time. Someone just needs to hack into the
okay.
thing.
Amy
oh
tells
boy.
Me.
Oh, boy.
Hold on. Let me just see. Let me just tell you what just happened here. Amy tells me, oh, no, don't put the public number of the television station up. But then she recommends someone to hack the TV network.
Yeah, like on Mr. Robot. Oh, my goodness. If someone's like that dude, I know you can do it.
Well, I
am. That would be so funny.
That's happening Monday.
No offense.
I would
Marcus
love our
Mariota.
Listeners. You don't have to watch. You can just call and vote. But there you go. Thank you. It's country night. And our team is Team Hay Now, H-A-Y. I didn't name that. I told you. I feel like a total sellout.
Hay Whatever. Now.
Oh, I get
They're
it.
Like,
hey.
Like a bale of hay.
Hey, hey.
Hay Now. Yeah, we're
not. Yeah, not Hay. Not Smash Mouth. Oh. No.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I love a good quote. We're going to play the famous quote game. I'll give you a quote. You just tell me who said it. Pretty easy. Amy, ready?
Give me a quote.
Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened.
Dr. Seuss.
Yeah. Ding, ding. There you go. All right, good. Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
that was one of them presidents. I'll just say JFK.
Correct.
Yeah! Woo!
Woo! Amy.
Yeah.
Who said a penny saved is a penny earned?
Oh, man. Abe Lincoln.
Good.
Funny.
Good.
Funny, Amy.
He's on a penny.
Because he's on the penny.
Good guess.
I feel like it's a female, though, is it?
No, it's Benjamin Franklin.
Oh,
then correct.
Dang it.
Okay. Lunchbox.
Yep.
Who said, that's one small step for man, a giant leap for mankind?
That's my boy, Neil Armstrong.
Correct.
Yeah.
Amy, who said, insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, but expecting different results?
Steve Jobs.
No, Albert Einstein. Sorry.
Close.
Lunchbox for the win.
Yeah.
Shoot.
I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work.
Oh, yeah. I know that. Sir Isaac Newton.
Isaac Newton is incorrect. Amy, you're still in the game.
What was that one?
Thomas Edison.
That's right.
Who said fail until you don't?
Bobby Bones.
Just kidding. That's not one. That is my book, though. That was funny, though. Okay, you ready for this one?
Yeah.
You must be the change you wish to see in the world.
Oh, good one.
Think about that. Sometimes you see that on Instagram in a meme.
I know. I
you
like
must be the change that you see in the world.
Mother Teresa? Oprah.
Gandhi.
Maya Angelou. Who is it?
It's Gandhi.
Gandhi.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Oh, I got
Lunchbox.
It.
Just for fun, Lunchbox.
Oh.
The last one. Who said, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that.
Huh.
Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that.
Well, I mean, that means the sun comes out, so someone in the sun business. Darkness can't be darkness because of sun.
Oh, my goodness. Amy, do you know this one?
Yeah.
No, I know it. Calm down. Steve Jobs.
No.
Oh.
Amy?
Jesus.
No.
Who is it? Are you sure he didn't say that?
It's Martin Luther King.
Oh, he got that from Jesus. He did say
okay.
that.
Okay.
But
yeah!
He got that from Jesus.
Play that song for Lunchbox. He won somehow. Somehow he won. There you go. There you go. Nice work. Bobby Bone, come on. Amy, how's your dad?
He's doing so much better. He's at St. David's Rehab Hospital and like progressing along like every day. And that's what should happen when you're rehab. Every day should be better and better.
Amy's dad went in for cancer surgery. It's supposed to be 3 days, ended up being 3 months.
It's just been it's been not what we expected. From the surgery to the chemo to the radiation, everything's just been a hot mess. But we're fine. This is like the most like climbing up without going back down that we've had since the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good.
So what do you have here? Did you get some audio from him?
He sent like a happy Halloween video just showing me he can talk. It's still really painful for him too. He doesn't do much more than this, but I just loved like seeing him. It's a video, but you're just getting the audio. But he's wearing a Pimp and Joy shirt, and he had on crazy goggles that I guess the nurse gave him, like little crazy eyes. And he just sent me a note that says, "Happy Halloween."
Here you go.
Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween.
And he loves to sing, so you can hear him kind of singing. But
he doesn't have to use a sing on his throat anymore.
He still has it. That's the trach in. That's why he still doesn't sound like you can hear that. That's the trach. So that is good, though. He went down in trach size, which is great. So hopefully that'll be coming out at some point soon. And then his feeding tube, maybe that'll come out. And then he hasn't swallowed since before his surgery at the end of June.
Wow.
He cannot swallow because he doesn't know how to use those muscles anymore.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to hear he's doing better.
So, yeah, hopefully the swallow, the part of the rehab, he'll start swallowing. And then I just can't wait to take him for his first meal, like to eat real food again. Oh, my gosh.
Lunchbox's baby came out of the hospital, had surgery, and baby box is doing good after two hernias, huh?
Oh, good. Good as new. I mean, you can't give him a bath for a couple days because of the stitches. But besides that, he seems to be pretty good to me. He's not telling me he's hurt.
Good.
I bet it's got to be weird to not be able to communicate with the baby, huh?
Yeah, because you just kind of look at it and it looks at you, or he looks at you, and you're like, so what do you need? Do you want to go somewhere? Do you want to go outside? Do you want to, like, change the channel on TV? And you just kind of, That's what they do.
We all did it.
We all did it.
Sometimes
Except
I feel like
Bobby,
I'm still doing it.
But, oh.
Yeah, like I'm trying to communicate to you guys what I need, but you don't fulfill my needs sometimes.
Oh,
you know?
Man.
I know. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Oh my goodness. Did you see this story of an actor who has been passing himself off as a wounded veteran for years to get work? Like,
yeah,
and
I did.
He's gotten movie roles, TV shows. He's even in like a Toby Keith Beer for My Horses. Ooh.
I saw he cut his own arm off.
He did. So it's really crazy. Like, for years, he said, yeah, he was a veteran, missing his arm because of that. And yeah, he cut his own arm off.
I don't know what to think about that. I mean, obviously,
sad.
I don't like it, but I think I'm sad for him.
I am very sad, but he was able to go on in life for all of these years about it, and he's finally fessing up. He told Albuquerque TV station that he, yeah, cut it off with a skill saw.
That's crazy to me. And I feel bad because something's not right with him.
But he's also, he knows that coming clean with this is going to damage his career, but he's like, you know what? I just want to do the right thing. And then this is the big turnaround and why I wanted to share it too, is that he wants to help others who are struggling with mental illness, and that they'll get help and they won't, you know, do something crazy like he did.
Well, good for him for telling the truth, but holy cow. Man, anytime anyone acts like someone who served and they really didn't, that bothers me though.
Yeah.
A lot. What else you got?
Like, sometimes even though when people are holding up the signs and their age doesn't match the war that they served, like, at all. Okay. To completely switch it up, Target is now selling sugar cookie flavored milk. Anybody into that?
I don't know. I'd have to taste it. Because you know what I had for the first time was cereal milk ice cream.
Oh, interesting. Where did you have
that? The ice cream flavor. Do you know where I went? So I was in California. Because right now I'm out here taping Dancing with the Stars. And so they have this place called Milk that you're familiar with, Amy.
Okay.
The Milk Bar.
Yeah. Mama Fuku Milk Bar Store. Yeah.
Yeah, so I go there, and they have ice cream, and it's flavored like milk that cereal's been in.
Okay.
You know how at the end it, you drink it,
yes.
It's really good?
Mm-hmm. And now that you say it's from there, my sister's had it, our friend Mary's had it. Like, people love it. It's probably so good, huh?
You want to think it's going to be good, but then it kind of tastes like spoiled milk, but then you convince yourself that it must taste good because it's at a, you know, a good ice cream place. I don't know. It was okay.
Really?
It's okay.
Oh.
Yeah, well, so, but I would try that Target milk, though, whatever that is.
Holidays are here, so there are Targets busting out the sugar cookie flavored milk. So that is happening. And then Michael Jackson is still number one on Forbes' annual list of top earning dead celebrities. He's made an estimated $400 million the past 12 months. Elvis is in second with $40
million. How was Michael Jackson so broke when he was alive and making so much now? Is he just not spending money and he was spending more than he was making?
Yeah. Good question, but so much. You know who else makes a ton of money? Arnold Palmer. The golfer.
The golfer?
Yeah, $35 million. He's just behind Elvis. And then Bob Marley's not doing so bad. $23 million, and he died in 1981.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
All right, is that it, Amy?
I'm Amy. That's my pile. Bobby Bone, come
on. This story about her mom, she had her home monitoring system hacked by a stranger. Someone just got into the home monitoring system, and the hacker talked to the five-year-old kid, her kid.
Whoa, that's scary.
What do you think about that?
I feel like that's really freaky.
A Long Island mom said her son usually talks to his dad over the cam after school, but one day her son ran in and said, "It's not daddy, it's not daddy." And it was someone who'd hacked the camera and was just talking to her, talking to the kid.
I mean, that's just really, really freaky. I know that it's possible, but just to know that it happened and a kid was involved, like, that's scary.
I mean, people are watching us right now on our cell phones. You know that,
yeah.
Right?
Right. I'm not surprised that happened.
Yeah.
But it's just, eerie to think about how it is happening. And then, yeah, this kid is like, oh, wait a second. How'd you get in here? You're not my dad on this.
You're not daddy?
Yeah.
What you have going on this weekend?
Let's see. We got like an engagement party to go to.
Who got engaged?
Oh, our nanny.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They like to
all of your nannies just get engaged and get married.
Mm-hmm. And then they quit. So, yeah. Just kidding.
Wow.
But, yeah, so we'll take the kids to that. And then, I don't know, that's really like our only commitment. Other than that, my husband and I have a to-do list that's like stupid, boring, long, like around the house.
Is it still weird for you to talk about having a nanny? Because you and your husband
yes,
both work.
It's uncomfortable. I was even hesitant. That's why I just wanted to say I have an engagement party. And then, like, she was dropping our kids off somewhere the other day and was going to get there before I was. So she was like, I'll just drop them in and make sure they're okay. I'll walk them in and get them settled and fine. I'm like, let's meet at, like, Target and I'll grab them. Because, like, it's just weird for me to, like, call ahead and be like, hey, I'm running a little late, so my nanny's going to drop my kids off. Like, the whole thing just felt, like, really weird to me. So I would rather fake it and be like, meet me at Target. I've had my kids this whole time. What up, everybody?
I've had my kids the whole time.
They were at school. It's not like I wasn't with them, but it just felt weird. Like, some people would be comfortable with that and be like, no problem. Hey, my nanny's going to beat me there with the kids. Like, no big deal. But for me, I'm still extremely uncomfortable with it. Like, I would rather be the
one. Is it the word nanny?
It's a word nanny. It's the fact that I didn't have time to go pick up my kids. It's that, you know, that this a whole, it's everything.
Why don't you just say babysitter? Does that feel a little less pretentious?
Sure. Maybe I should. But I don't want to. She's also that she loves her profession. She loves that she's a nanny. It's what she's done for like years. And so,
yeah, it's a very important job.
She considers herself more than a babysitter. So I don't want to, you know, not respect that.
That's a weird. You're right. That's a weird dynamic. Because for me, a nanny would be weird because it's like that's only for people on TV have those.
Yes, and I don't ever want to come off pretentious.
But if you and your husband work
full
time, yeah.
We
yeah,
do
yeah,
work full time. And I never ever thought ever in my life I would have help like that. It's just weird.
And your kids are from another country and they need extra help?
Yeah, there's a lot going on. They have a lot. They have to be a lot of different places. And my husband and I, our work schedules are really unique. And yeah.
I need a nanny.
Yeah.
For me. Not even for a kid, just for me. Okay, cool. That sounds good.
Yeah, what do you have going on? Dancing.
I am heading back to California. I'm leaving Texas today and go back to California. And then just getting ready for Monday's Dancing with the Stars. It's country night. We have two dances. We have to learn our dance that Sharna and I are doing, the waltz. And then we have to learn a team dance, which I haven't even started on. And I'm just trying not to get kicked off this week.
Yeah.
And Nashville can't even watch the show like I talked about earlier because of Monday Night Football. So I just need people to call and vote if you're listening in Nashville, even without watching it. Just trust me. It's good. Even though it's really not that good right now. So,
you need to start feeling more confident about it.
It would be like, Amy, if someone said, okay, Amy, get in this airplane and go learn it in 30 minutes and fly it up in the air on national TV and see how you do.
Yeah.
You would just be like, I don't really know what I'm doing. I'm doing the best I can. Whee!
Okay.
You never really know.
I'm just trying to help you with your confidence.
I have confidence in that I'm doing the work. I'm putting in the work.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I get on that floor and it's time to go, a little bit of my guts go boof. So anyway, I'll do that. I'll be back on Monday night. I'll see you guys Monday. Amy, see you Monday. Lunchbox, see you Monday. Good to hear about you, baby. Glad all that's good, man.
See you Monday. Can't wait.
Yeah, you sound so sincere.
Well, I mean, I could use a day off Monday, but I'll be
You just
here.
Had a day
Why
off.
Have a day
I
off?
Understand, but I mean, just to get ready for Dancing with the Stars that night, I need to relax.
I know. I feel like
you can't watch it anyway. You're in Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
We should start do like my kids' schools, and we just start taking holidays for everything. Like, Bobby's on Dancing with Stars Mondays. Nobody works.
It's Dancing with the Stars break, yeah. Like fall break. Like, all right, we're going to go. See you Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. BobbyBones.com. Bye.
Bones.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.